You're listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah. Across from me is the lovely Danielle. Danielle, how's it going?
Hey, 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 hey.
We sound pretty darn good, if I do say so myself. Oh my God,
I hope this is it. I think we've maybe solved our problem.
Ugh. We have been having some technical sound issues, and you know, guys, we are just some entrepreneurs over here. We don't have a producer. We don't have a sound guy. Danielle is our sound gal, so yeah. We're figuring this all out on our own, and we're learning on the fly. So
literally,
give us a freaking round of applause.
Yep.
We're back.
Cue the applause.
Yeah. Cue the freaking parade.
Yeah.
We're back.
We sound good, you guys.
Okay, good. My headphones aren't really working. So, guys, we haven't been lazy. We've been just running into issue after issue. So that's why we have been a bit MIA. So we apologize sincerely for that. But we're back and we're here to deliver some hard-hitting content to you.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
All right, let's jump into
Chicks Unite.
What are we jumping into?
We're jumping into, let's play a little game of catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the rundown. What was your week like? I haven't seen you in a week.
Well,
what was your fab and your drab?
Yeah. So, my fab will be that I feel like I'm actually sort of kind of getting back into shape.
Good.
And my good drab.
Stuff. I mean, you never were out of shape, but I think you just started like actually
lazy.
Focusing on your fitness again, because you used to go to the gym all the time.
Yeah,
you're like class pass extraordinaire.
I know, I'm literally their
and now you're going back to client. All the class passes.
Yeah, so that's my fab. And then my drab will be that I forgot my car remote at Aaron's,
so you can't get it in the garage
or really out. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may have to like follow someone out or like get your mans at the front desk to help you out.
We'll see. Like I ended up getting out of my car and then like going through to the other side. And like, I don't know if this actually worked or if the security guard was like, what is she doing? And then opened the door. Because I thought that I like fobbed myself in.
Well,
but I don't know. We'll have to see next time.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. You? Fab drop?
My fab? I guess it's been how friggin' chill I've been feeling lately. I've been a ball of anxiety for past year and a bit, and I'm actually so zen. Like these days, I literally just sit at home, listen to Oprah Super Soul podcast, meditate, like fucking chill.
You're living.
I am living, and it's actually nice. So I've actually felt very zen, and you know what, guys? I'm trying to do some soul searching, figuring out what's next in the career path. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that comes to me by friggin' the universe or some guardian angels, or get struck down by lightning and someone hands me a job. But we'll see. We're just figuring things out day by day and we're taking it slowly.
Well, the month is coming up to an end. How are you like doing?
I am very poor, but that's okay. We're
okay,
staying
positive.
So how
positive.
Are
we going to book our trip to Mexico?
I'm going to sell my body on a street corner a couple times, and that's how we're going to do it.
Okay, but what about the foot photography that we discussed?
My photography venture?
No, foot photography.
Oh, yeah. I may also sell my feet on the internet, too.
Yeah, that's a good potential.
Apparently,
idea.
That's profitable.
Severely.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly, there's a niche for foot photography, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also considering the sugar baby job line. So if anyone has any insight or any ins, please holla at a sister.
I love that your headphones aren't even plugged in, and
literally they're not even plugged in.
They're on your head.
I know. I love an accessory.
You're so funny.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
I mean, they were plugged in at one moment, but I guess I was just too passionate with my mic holding.
Okay, but I can hear you clearly and I can hear myself clearly.
That's all I need to know in the world.
And I think I feel really good for the first time about our podcast.
Ah!
Okay, but I felt good about it before, but I really...
Oh, let me share my drab because it's actually terrifying.
Okay.
So this past weekend was Easter and I went home to hang out with the fam. I was home for a good 4 days, which was lovely. But every time I go home to the fam and I sleep over, homegirl doesn't have a bedroom there anymore, so I have to sleep on the couch. Honestly, it's fine though, because our couch is the most comfortable couch in the world. But and I like set it up nicely. Like I take the back cushions off and I just sleep on the bottom one, so it's like wider, and we have these really nice comfy duvets. Like I make it, I use real pillows. Like we spice it up. Like we make it as comfortable as possible. Anyway, last night I go to get into my makeshift bed on the couch, and I pull up my blanket, and I just had like an inkling that something was on. I just had an inkling that I had to brush something away, so I literally just like shook the blanket.
Stop.
And a massive spider flies off the duvet, like en route to my mouth. Like it was like, I'm coming for you, like out to get me, friggin' tarantula.
No, that's like my worst nightmare.
Boyardee comes out. I freak, I yell. My brother's sleeping down the hall in the basement because his bedroom's in the basement. I'm like, Jake! It's like 12:30 at night on Sunday or Monday, and he has to work next day. I'm like, Jake, can you come kill a spider? Make him get out of bed and kill the spider for me, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep.
Yeah, because you knew.
Because I'm like, it flew, so that means that this guy's coming back for revenge. I messed up his plan. He's coming back. Jake got the spider.
How
allegedly
big was it?
It was big. It was like crunchy. It was like, it's a tick spider. It was really gross.
Ew.
So it was big. Like I was like, oh my God, that is fucked. Anyway, so he allegedly got the spider, but what he did is he like pushed on it and it fell
ew
down, and he couldn't grab it again. And I didn't fully believe him because I have trust issues that he yeah actually killed it. Yeah. So I literally slept on the floor.
Stop. That's insane.
Yeah.
But also like I've definitely been there, like I was like cottage and stuff, like
I don't
felt shit, and you're just like, I'm gonna
yeah
pretend that's
you just know
dust
I just
particle
had an inkling. I was like, I couldn't see that it was like dark. I was watching TV, so
like where was
TV
it, like it was on the duvet and then you moved the duvet.
I was like sleeping this way and I like pulled up the blanket and it was like there, and my face was right here, like so that's like, I'm showing you, that's like arm's length away from my face,
mm-hmm,
en route to terrorize me in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just like shook it and it went flying to the wall beside me, and it was really fucking scary. And yeah, I didn't know if it's dead. It still could be out there plotting its attack on me again, but I don't know. So I slept on the floor and now my fucking neck really hurts.
Thankfully you're in the city now though.
Yeah, but now I'm like, did he like tell his spider friends over here and they're all co-conspiring against me? Like I'm pretty freaking nervous. So
you're fine.
And it didn't even rain today, and it was supposed to rain because if you
it
kill
did
a spider,
rain.
It did
rain.
It
rained
rain
like
Stouffville.
It rained so bad here today when I went over to Moog.
So that's why I was like, honestly, maybe he didn't even kill it, because do you know the old wise tale? Like if you kill a spider,
it'll rain. Yeah.
I'm like, homeboy didn't even fucking kill it. He lied to me. Thanks, brother.
No, he fully killed.
Well, I don't know. So that was basically the most devastating news of my week. So in the grand scheme of things, I think things are going pretty well.
Well, let's jump into a little 411 to cheer things up a little bit.
Yeah. Let's keep the people updated.
Yeah.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
All right, so we must start with the most
important
and robust news of the week, the Free Britney campaign.
Yes.
I had no idea this was going on, did you?
Well, I saw her long-winded caption about her dad or whatever, how she was like, this is so tough to write, like,
but
I never
how long ago
this
did you see that?
This was like weeks ago, but it was so long that I was just like,
yeah,
not gonna
like,
be
oh,
no
scroll.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, Brit's up.
Yeah,
because I am a huge fan of Britney on Instagram, like the videos she posts, everything from her painting to her singing to her miniature furniture. Like I am a big huge Britney Spears fan of Vec Instagram. So what has been hitting headlines this week is the hashtag Free Britney campaign. So apparently Britney Spears has entered into a mental health facility because allegedly the stress of her dad's illnesses has been too much for her to take, and she has been admitted into a mental health facility to help stabilize her condition. Well, fans or a former employee noted that she was entered into this facility against her will. Mm-hmm. And hence, that's why people are literally making signs and like knocking down the doors of this facility with the Free Britney protest outside of this facility.
Hashtag Free Britney. It's like a thing.
Hashtag Free Britney.
Everyone thinks it's stage. They're like, she looks so drugged and stressed. This is all stage. I'm getting 2007 vibes all over again. Let her live for once and stop controlling her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Danielle's reading the Instagram, reading the YouTube comments right now on this TMZ video we are watching.
Oh my God.
But apparently this... So Britney's camp, meaning her family, her publicist, her team, even herself came out on Instagram herself. She posted a video today being like, hey guys, told you guys were worrying, but like, I'm fine. I'll be back soon.
But she looks all fucked up in it. She's like,
hey guys. Okay. But like, no offense, Britney Spears ever since 2007 has always looked all fucked up.
But I feel like she's just like, I don't know. She like, they're like in the background, like, hey guys.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like she's reading a teleprompter. Yeah, yeah,
and then
totally.
They're like, okay, great, you got it.
That's so funny.
I'll be back soon.
So TMZ released a statement from their sources, who TMZ actually is pretty credible in the Hollywood life cycle and scheme of things, from my understanding. Anyway, so TMZ released a statement being like, Britney, her condition was triggered, yes, because of her dad's illness, but also because she's been on a lot of medication for a lot of years. And as the years go on, these medications get rendered ineffective. So mm-hmm. with the stress of her dad's illness, that kind of triggered something in her and made the condition a lot worse. So basically she willingly admitted herself into this facility to go and get just kind of rest and reflect and like heal on her own, and then also gets some medication, her medication readjusted. So yeah. I don't know. I think that this is probably true. Like, we've seen other headlines where she was at a hotel this past weekend with her boyfriend. She was at the Mirage Hotel or whatever in Beverly Hills this weekend with her boyfriend. And then the paparazzi caught her leaving and then going back allegedly to said mental health facility. So she can come and go as she pleases. So
She's not completely
Trump. Being held against her will in a padded room. But
oh God,
Free Britney. All we can do is just pray for Britney, and hopefully everything will come together. She's getting the rest and the help she needs, and poor everyone will make a full recovery.
Yeah.
Like, can relate, but honestly, just hope we're all just get through this difficult time.
Yes, agreed.
Free Britney. All right, moving right along. As we know, it is mid to end of April, and that means Coachella season.
Yep.
The Influencer Olympics.
I feel like it's becoming kind of like over, do you?
I think it was becoming very over, and then the resurgence of the influencers came back, and then it became hot again. I don't know. I think Coachella's been around for like 20 plus years. I think it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a thing, but
yeah.
I think it's moved away a lot from music, and now it's all about getting your picture taken and who is most sponsored and who it's basically, as I mentioned, the Influencer Olympics. It's like whoever can come. It's just about celebrity sightings and
what's not.
Anyway, a little tiff.
And the outfits.
And, of course, the fashion.
Yeah.
It's just about getting your photo taken, mm-hmm. not about your favorite band. I bet you no one even know who Tame Impala was, and he was a fucking headliner.
No.
Do you know who Tame Impala is?
No.
Yes.
No. Don't know.
Very good.
Not familiar.
Moving right along, with the resurgence of the Coachella comes the content, and mm-hmm. comes the begrudged ex-lovers mm-hmm. and the jealousy text.
Yes.
Basically, whoever said that women were the psycho exes have not met Danny...
Amendola.
Amendola. Thank you. Kafkunda.
Or Danny Amendola. Danny.
Yeah, and Danielle's ex. Guys, stay in your room! Oh, that was a good...
Cue episode what?
That was episode five? Like four, three, five.
Yeah.
Anyways, psycho exes. Well, Dan showed a little bit of his psycho cards when he saw a video of Olivia Culpo dancing in the crowd at Coachella with Zedd.
Yeah.
And homeboy posted a rage Instagram.
Yeah.
This basically, like, I'm looking at the comment right now and it takes three whole pages. You have to scroll down three times.
It's a long paragraph. It's a novel. Paragraph.
It's a short story.
Yeah.
No, it's not a short. It's a novel.
Essentially, he's just like, I'm private. Olivia likes to live her life in the spotlight. I don't understand that.
That's why
All I do is play ball for respect. And
all
I'm
capitals.
A guy, and I'm a fucking idiot, and we fought, and it was my fault sometimes, but she's fucked up too, and the sex was fucking crazy, and
yikes.
Calls Zedd a little skinny fuck, and yeah. And then after that, he deleted it. Yeah, he tagged her, and then he deleted it, and then was like, now that that's over, let's party. And it was like a picture of him like dancing.
Yeah, so two posts in the span of 10 minutes. Well, it probably took him an hour to type the caption on the first one.
Literally.
But yeah, he posted a rage Insta on the feed. Mm-hmm. He went straight feed, didn't even go story, didn't even go Twitter. He went straight feed.
Yeah.
So basically, homeboy has some unresolved feelings.
He obviously still loves her.
He is jealous of the little skinny fuck.
Yeah.
Which is Zedd, he's alluding to. Which, honestly, Olivia Culpo's the most beautiful woman in the fucking world. You're an idiot.
Mm-hmm. And basically, she is so beautiful.
Basically, their drama, because they've been dating for a long time. Like, they've been dating for a couple years. Mm-hmm. They've broken up before, but they were the first rumors of trouble in paradise started coming out this past October. When Danny was photographed getting cozy with another woman on the beach in Miami while Olivia was in Australia shooting for Sports Illustrated. So these photos came out and caused a lot of drama. And mm-hmm. Olivia was actually shooting Sports Illustrated, as we mentioned, but her prop in this shoot was snakes.
Mm-hmm.
She was holding a real live snake, which is disgust. But
terrifying.
The photo... she posted from a shoot on Instagram, was like, this is my shoot, once in a lifetime opportunity, so good. And then she puts this sassy comment being like, this is for all the snakes out there. Mm-hmm. And then apparently all the Olivia Culpo's fans flooded to Danny's Instagrams and they pulled a Christian Thompson in a, where they and who's the other guy that people would, no, I think it was just Tristan. And they,
well, Lamar's a cheater too.
Well, this is when, Or like the beehive attack where they like they posted Jay-Z? Like millions of snake emojis on all of his photos and just kind of like flooded his Instagram with comments and stuff. This also happened with, I think it's Tristan Thompson or like Jay-Z, like if you fuck with Beyonce, the beehive will come at you and like take you down for her.
Yeah.
So basically, Culpo's got a crew too, and everyone started posting snakes everywhere.
Fandoms or whatever it is, like.
People, I think,
like some people's fans will literally trample.
Oh,
and kill.
Yeah. They come for you.
It's insane.
Don't fucks with people.
No, like think of like Harry Styles and like One Direction and all these people. Like the people who are their fans will literally fucking like kill. They don't care.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Well, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
So. Don't cheat on your hot girlfriend. Don't cheat on any girlfriend. Don't rage text. And then apparently he deleted this post after his friends called him out. We're like, dude. Like, yeah.
Edelman was like, get off the internet.
Literally get off the internet. And then he posted a video of his abs. Like he's like lying down in his bed watching a movie or it's Zedd's Dead. He's like watching a video of Zedd's Dead. Which is like kind of
something else.
Well, he's watching something. He just does a. It's like he's like a loser home on Friday night by
showing
himself,
his abs, like
just
such
taking
a
video
bag.
Of his shirtless abs.
Like so
while
much for
Olivia's
being fucking private,
grinding
Danny
with
Edelman?
A DJ on at Coachella.
Amendola.
So I don't know. Maybe he just felt a little butthurt because he's being a loser.
I love how he was like Olivia is just like. Lives in this fishbowl and I love living in my private life, yet he fucking posts that huge long-winded fucking caption.
Yeah, and shows talks about their sex life and stuff. So they've been broken up for a while. Like I think they broke up for good in March or maybe even
like a douche.
Well, no, they were breaking up since October, so get over it, bud.
Yeah, thank you, next
boy. Bye. Fucking cry me a goddamn river.
Next up, we just need to have a slight little rant chat about Vinny from Jersey Shore. Vinny Guadagnino. I don't know how to say this.
Guadagnino. I feel like that's made up. Guadagnino.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, okay. Anyway, he allegedly has slept with 500 plus women.
Yeah. So he was on the Boomer and Geo radio show, and they asked him how many girls he slept with. He's like, maybe hundreds, maybe 500, maybe even thousands, mm-hmm. which he doesn't know, which is the most alarming thing of them all. And he's like, what? The past 10 years, I've had a lot of fun, done a lot of things, fucked a lot of bitches. He didn't say that. He didn't say the end part, but like, that is disgusting. He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, the crazy part of their lives, because like they've been literally partying so hard for a million years, like before Jersey Shore too, but after Jersey Shore, like, they must have just like walked. They must have walked into a bar and every girl would wanted to fluke them.
Hell yeah.
Which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and even Polly. Polly's never been in a serious relationship.
Polly well, D before, needs to
before Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah, I actually didn't mind that coupling.
Yeah, that was cute.
Okay, but seriously, but like, though, imagine being with him and
I don't even know 500
that.
People. But I don't even know 100 people.
If you were with him and you heard that you're like he had slept with that many people, how would you feel?
I would feel disgusting.
Knowing that his peen was in X amount of other girls.
Potentially
and
1,000. Like, what in the holy frig?
Yeah. Pretty much disgusting. That's all we kind of had to say, and we had to inform you of it because we're yeah. disgusted, and we think that you should also be disgusted.
But like, what is the what is a gross number? Like anything over 50?
I mean,
like, when does it start getting gross?
I'd say after like 50 to 100.
Yeah, that's I can't even
like,
believe
that's a lot.
Just
of
like how souls like. Imagine that's you're waking up to those many people you don't even know.
How many have you been with?
Odd lady never tells.
Oh,
never.
Oh,
I've been with no one.
You are a Virgin Mary.
I am a Virgin Mary.
Yes.
Cobwebs
are forming.
Be informed. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Elaine never tells, and that's disgusting. But 1,000 people, holy F. He could, if he had a dollar for, I don't know. That's just wild.
Yeah.
We just had to tell you that fun fact.
Yeah.
And wanted you to share in our disgust.
Mm-hmm.
I still love Jersey Shore, though, and I still love Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Cabs are here. T-shirt time.
All right, enough of the tangents. It's time to talk about something a little more serious and a little more real.
Real talk.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media, and what's hot off the press.
Okay, so this week on News Clues, we've got a little PSA coming your way to listen to an OBGYN and not an old wives' tale when it comes to your health.
Or the hippies on the internet.
Exactly. So it says Dr. Jen Gunter wants to put an end to the garlic myth when it comes to treating yeast infections. So apparently a common piece of advice when dealing with a yeast infection is to use garlic. So,
ow.
Yeah. So it says garlic, yogurt, and tea tree oil are all successful home remedies for vaginal yeast infections.
Myth.
And then someone tweeted to the thread being like, I'm devastated that anyone would actually need a thread explaining why you shouldn't stuff your chuff with garlic. But here's a good one if you haven't yet got the memo. So Dr. Jen Gunter says, why you should not put garlic in your vagina, a thread. Garlic contains allicin. In the lab, it may have antifungal, i.e. anti-yeast properties. This is in a lab, not even mice. Just a dish of cells. Your vagina is not a dish of cells. Hashtag vagina is no garlic zone.
Oh my God.
So then she says, lots of vaginal garlic aficionados. I shouldn't even have to tweet that in 2019, but here we are. Recommended inserting a clove. That means they don't understand for allicin to be released. The garlic has to be cut or crushed. Sigh. Hashtag vagina is a no garlic zone. Garlic could have bacterial from the soil. Bacterial from the soil can be pathogenic, bad for the body. That's why we clean wounds. If you actually happen to have an inflamed yeasty vagina, that soil bacteria would be more likely to infect. Hashtag vagina is a no garlic zone. This is just so wrong.
This is too much. I've never heard of garlic actually, but I have heard of like tea tree oil and like coconut oil and
but like yogurt. That would really probably burn if you put tea tree oil and garlic. So it says, so for garlic to work, you would have to crush it up and stuff it up somehow.
Oh God.
There is still the dirt thing and the cut up garlic on raw
this
tissue
doctor
thing.
Is hilarious.
Ouch. And the fishing of the garlic out the gyno thing. Hashtag
oh my goodness.
Vagina is a no garlic zone.
A no garlic zone.
So it says garlic can cause biofilms on braces. So could garlic contribute to biofilms in the vagina? Biologically plausible. Biofilms are bad. You do not want them to form, especially when you have yeast. Effect of good garlic. Bacteria also unknown. Oh my God. So it says, as 50 to 70% of women who self-treat for vaginal yeast infection never actually had a yeast infection, you can't say much, except half of them never had yeast to begin with. So the irritation they had may have been temporary thing and resolved wasn't garlic related.
Oh my God.
I'm probably reading this so botchedly. I'm sorry. So it says, and the placebo effect is strong. If you think vaginal garlic is going to make you feel better, you may very well feel better temporarily. My advice, do not take medical advice from anyone recommending vaginal garlic for yeast or anything else.
Dead.
I feel like I've said vaginal so many times.
You've said vaginal a couple of times, yes.
I feel really weird about it. So it says, if you enjoyed reading this thread, then she does her like self like plug. She's like, read my book, The Vagina Bible.
Honestly, she sounds hilarious and I kind of would like to hear from my doctor.
She says, I'm adding one more
no
tweet.
No garlic zone.
She said, I'm adding one more tweet. You know why you refrigerate homemade garlic vinaigrette? So many Clostridium bacteria laying around on the garlic doesn't produce botulinum toxin, right?
Holy shit.
The vagina is an anaerobic environment, so perfect for whatever, something. You're welcome. That is just, I don't understand that.
I don't know. She sounds jokes, but... Yeah, I would not rush
San Francisco
to the garlic clove and think that's the first thing I need to shove up there if I was experiencing some irritation in that zone. But I do know that I have Googled home remedies because I was holistic at one point in my life. And
I
they
don't
do
think
say
I'll
that.
Ever be holistic. I feel
they're
like I can't. I if I suffer at
I
all.
I know tea tree for sure. I've said coconut oil, like, yeah, it's kind of weird, but I would not do the garlic. I think that would burn. Like, do you know
also,
when
that's
you,
like
have you
the
ever
myth
eaten
of,
garlic, like when you have a sore throat, they're like, oh, chew on some garlic.
Burns.
Fucking burns like a mofo.
But also that's like the dumb thing when they're like, oh, drink cranberry juice when you have a bladder infection. Like, no, that's not gonna flush anything out.
Well,
I need
the fact that you're drinking
medication.
A lot of liquids will flush things out, but not the cranberry juice. It'll just give you a cavity.
Yeah, like all the sugar
and diabetes.
I just need medicine. Just give me the medicine. Give me the pill.
Give me the drugs.
No, seriously. Like, I don't deal with these home remedy things.
You're not about that life.
I just feel like modern medication is the way.
Well, yeah, and as she said, that the half people that think they have this infection, they don't even have it, and so they're going around shoving shit up there,
like that's
just making it 20 times worse.
Like, could you imagine being like, I don't, like, I have like garlic in my fridge, and then you're just like, whoop.
No, That would burn.
And then like it being up there.
Ew.
This is TM.
Yeah, TMI. But you heard it here first, folks. Mm-hmm. The vagina is a no garlic zone.
Yeah.
So keep your cloves in your frying pans and in your pasta sauce and out of the vagine.
True dat. Couldn't have said it better myself. I struggled with this segment with my speaking skills.
That's okay. Yeah. Just know the facts. No garlic zone. No garlic zone.
The silent generation. Baby boomers, Gen X. These generations have all had their time in the sun, but there's a new flock on the horizon. The millennials.
All right. This week on Damn Those Millennials, stumbled across a lovely BuzzFeed article entitled 23 Things That Caused Massive Drama for Millennials That Still Haunt Them to This Day. And it was simpler yet heated times.
True that.
The first article is, the first topic is when you would get into serious arguments over which Spice Girl each of your friends were, which was basically a messy decision that devolved into fights over physical attributes.
Yeah, that's relatable.
Who were you?
I feel like you were sporty.
No, I always wanted to be Ginger. She was my fave, but I think I was always posh. Mm-hmm. I was like, guys, I'm not, because my friends knew me and they knew I was not sporty at all.
I just said that because you're wearing like a half up, half down top.
I'm very sporty now. Like, I would kill to be Sporty Spice. I would love to wear track pants all day. But back then, I was a little bit more ambitious. And I love Ginger. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never wear platform shoes and a bodysuit only out. But she was my girl.
I think I went for posh or baby. I don't know. But I don't really know who I would be today.
You were posh today.
Yeah, I'm posh today.
You were posh yesterday, posh today.
I was posh always.
Yeah. Always.
So it says your blonde friend was Baby Spice and your friend that played soccer was always sporty. The biggest bitch was always posh. Obviously. Yeah, okay, I'm posh.
Yeah, same. I was posh too. Did. All right, number two was the big arguments over who was better, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera.
Funny enough that we talked about Brit on
Brit
this episode.
All the fucking way.
I feel like Christina actually looks really good right now and Britney doesn't.
Yeah, it's true, but Britney Spears all the fucking way. She had better, more music.
The article, Britney is always the right answer, BTW.
Yeah, see? Even BuzzFeed knows what's going on. We're going to skip that one because I don't know if her boobs are fake. Anyway, number four is the other argument over who is better, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. I feel like that's hard.
I think Backstreet Boys.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was NSYNC.
They're more the way. You know what? Actually,
I loved
so hard.
NSYNC.
Because Justin Timberlake.
Staring at my heart when I'm with you. No, well, I think for me it was more biased because NSYNC was the first CD I ever owned.
Yeah.
And I was, I literally was such a lose. I would go to dance for hours at night and I'd come home. Like literally 5 nights a week, I'd be at dance class. And then Saturdays, I'd be dancing from 10 till 5. I'd come home, put on music and dance for another 20 hours in my basement by myself. I was like literally a robot. But NSYNC was the only CD I owned. One of the only CDs I owned. So that was a go-to.
I think I saw NSYNC in concert, or maybe it was like No, it was NSYNC.
This is another good one. When you're yelling at whoever used the computer before you because it was slowing down with all the illegal downloads, and it's a photo of LimeWire and all of the songs you're downloading. I was all about Napster, LimeWire.
LimeWire all the time. Yeah. And then you download like a Trojan horse on your computer and,
exactly.
And your family computer's like fucked. And
our computer's so slow.
And then
it sounds like it's going to self-combust every time
then
you turn it on.
But wouldn't work. And then your dad would have to like take it into the shop and then like you wouldn't have your computer for like days and then you'd be like so upset.
Yeah, so sad. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is good too. Fighting over which siblings would get to eat off the Hercules plate. Mm. Do you remember when McDonald's gave you the they gave you the collectible plates and with your Happy Meals?
Oh yeah, I think
I had all of these. Yeah. Oh, that
my
was such
favorite
good
one
merch.
Was the girl.
Oh yeah, same.
I was like,
what's her name?
Her. I forget.
That was my favorite too. I like vividly remember having those three.
And who would drink out of the Batman Forever glasses? I'm pretty sure we have.
You did.
Those still at my parents' house.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
This makes me feel really weird.
I know. And one of the biggest causes of arguments between siblings was who's got to use the internet and when and how long, because
oh, my
you're
older
on
sister
AOL
and I?
Or AMI.
Yeah, AIM. MSN or whatever. My sister and I, we actually got in a physical fight
one time.
When I went upstairs and was like, you need to get off the internet. Mom needs to use the phone because it's like dial up or whatever.
Yeah.
So you couldn't use the phone and the internet at the same time. And she literally like tried to fight me, like tried to slap my face.
That's so funny.
And then like missed and then like hit my glasses off my face. And then we like went into a full blown brawl.
That's so
my cousin
funny.
Was there. And then I think that like,
Mom needs to use the phone.
I think that like my boyfriend, this is like when I was in grade 9, and then he like called and I was like, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
And
then in an altercation.
Literally, I think I was like 1 second, and then I like, I don't know what happened. Like I was talking to him and then like he was on the other line. I was like, my adrenaline was running. I ended up like beating the shit out of my older sister. She was like on the ground, like crying. She was
okay.
Like it was bad all over the internet.
Friggin' dial up. And it didn't have anything to do with you. It was your mom.
Because I think she must have been like talking to somebody like important.
Yeah, she's
or whatever.
Talking to a boy.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's talking to her crush and you're fucking cock blocking
like,
her,
the
you
internet.
Asshole.
She's like, get the fuck out of my room. She literally had the internet in her room only. It was all in her room.
Yeah,
so she'd be up all night.
She's sexting boys.
Dead.
She's webcamming. She's busy.
Oh my God.
Okay, this is actually funny too. The ultimate fuck you to a friend was taking their initials out of your away message. So remember on like MSN or ICQ or AIM,
yeah.
When you would put like stupid, I used to have like song quotes and a bunch of fucking stupid dashes and stars and emojis. And it was like, love my girls. And you put all your friends' initials in.
Or when you would like go on MSN and then you'd like sign out then back in just to like get
someone's
attention. Yeah,
exactly. Just like the boy, but I'm here. Hello.
If they didn't
alert
you,
alert
be
the
like
boys.
Set offline, set online.
Yes, it's like, hello, message me. But if you're mad at your friends, you take them out of, you take their initials out of your names. So it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know I'm mad.
Yeah.
Oh God. Did you ever have a Fire Hot Quotes website? No.
No, I didn't.
I had a website,
so.
But Firehawk Quotes was the website you'd go and like copy all the quotes off and put them in
your username.
Oh, dead. Good old freaking days, man. The good days.
There was something I feel like you skipped that were good.
Yeah.
Arguing about whether Jack could have survived if Rose had made room for him.
1000% could have.
She could have. What, selfish bitch.
Yeah, like look how much rooms there. You could
literally
put three people on that.
He could have laid and she could have laid right on top of him. And
yeah,
it
they could have
out.
Cuddled and they would have kept each other warm. So body heat 101.
Ridiculous. Signature scents.
Oh
like
my
fucking
God,
Lizenza
yeah.
And like Victoria's Secret scents.
Yes. And the glitter.
That
so
makes
much glitter.
Me sad. But also I feel like even like in the summer if
in
there's Ralph
Lauren
one.
Cool.
Oh, or like Calvin Klein, like the sporty one.
Oh my goodness.
The '90s,
man, the '90s.
Oh, this one's so accurate. Getting annoyed at your friends who had a cell phone, but wouldn't let you use it because of minutes.
Minutes. I'm going over my minutes.
Like, no, you can't. I need my minutes.
That's so funny.
You fookers. Anyway, what was a triggering memory for you guys?
Well, the good old days.
Yeah. Let us know.
I love it. Well, I think it's that time.
That time of day.
We're back. We made it through a full episode.
Without no conflict.
Well, it's not over yet. Let's knock on wood here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. It was great chatting with you guys. Mm-hmm. Send us a message. What do you want to hear more about? Do you want us to spill the beans on more of our personal details? Do you
want
to hear more of about Danielle's physical fights with her sister?
I think they want that.
What do you want to hear? Let us know. We'd be happy to revive the content.
Yeah.
And eventually bring some guests on once we figure out how
we
to.
Keep saying that.
Well, we just need to figure out how to hook up a third mic here so that you guys can hear them. But other than that, totally down for bringing on a friend.
Yeah.
Or two.
We can't even get our own mics to work, so.
Yeah, like first things first, people.
Us.
Yeah. We're getting there, and we'll get someone else there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Share this pod with your friends. Let's spread the love.
Subscribe.
More listeners, more love, more content. Take care. Love ya. What the fuck? That whole time we weren't recording.
Oh my fucking God.